record this computer. Okay, now I'm recording. Jen's here. Just put your notebook down. Okay. And so automatically assign, that should be right. Okay. And then you go back to the network. So is that, that's the B computer. Is that hooked up to the network? So that's this one, right? So are your lights flashing on it?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you have network connections, you should get lights flashing. And go down, automatic. So, not right. You got to edit this. Save. You got to redo the network. So this is the network. So it's connected now. So it should work. Yeah. So can you download, first of all, download Firefox. Well, download Zoom. Download Firefox. So, so on the computers that we use for the spec computers, there's two networks on each one of them. One of them is to talk to the wider network, be that university here, we can get out to the internet, or when we're on the aircraft with the racks, there's a network on the aircraft that they talk to so that we can get a time sync, for example. The other network is to talk to the probes, and that's what we're going to try to get working today, is to talk to the probes. And I got to move the screen over and see if I can show you the computer. And Jen, you want to move it? Yeah, move my screen. Do you see the screen? You see Kristen here? I'm moving down a little bit. So the probe. And before I forget, we got the 2DS probe here. And before we forget, Christian, we need bolts that are the right size for this. Your job, go to a hardware store, get the metric bolts for these. Uh-oh, now I've been assigned out. No, okay, I'm still on there, right? Okay, somehow, am I still on? Peter, do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. Okay, I got to make sure. Hopefully it doesn't log me off of this session. Everybody has some stores now. So usually I go to download Zoom. I did it without going to the store.
Yeah, oh, where did you go?
It's just for
download Zoom for quiet. And the notes. And then download center. Download. Run. Yeah, we have more people here now that both Christian and Jen and Andy and Michael. Everybody's in the room today. And on my screen, okay, I can make that big so I can see everything. Obviously. Yeah, we can just all kind of stand around. This is going to be informal today. Trying to get us to see if we can talk to the probes and stuff. So, and see if I can share the screen.
And Christian, you can put your laptop back that way. What's the meeting idea?
I need a chair. I need a low chair. Okay. All right, you're going to join from that computer. Oh, yeah, I got to admit you. So now we got HVPS3 computer. And you just tried to join the meeting ID, right? You didn't log into Zoom? Okay.
What? So now we got the screen and the screens on the okay. Now cancel that and yeah, log out. So you didn't log in. So you just start Zoom. Right, you don't sign in. No, I got 2DS computer.
No, we're saying you.
I did A, but I haven't signed in. But you can sign me out of A and then see if you can sign in on A.
So, how do you go from here?
What's this?
Join a meeting, and then we need the meeting number. Cameras don't pick up the screen. Yeah, so we can share the screens here now from the Zoom.
Does it have the meeting ID
on
there?
It should have it on here.
All right, thanks. We're all nice and cozy. So this would be
so the 948-8934-2367.
Now you're gonna admit us. So how many computers? I'm going to join with my audio. Okay, now the first thing, can you meet me there?
Mute here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, now you can hear us.
Yep.
And let me share my screen here. Can I share that? Now you can see the 2DS screen.
Hold on.
I bet you it's because you have this.
Did it start sharing off?
No, no, you got booted off.
Join from browser?
Which browser is this?
X.
No, it's been this. It was actually. It probably is. All right, all right. Well.
Share the screen. You can't share the screen here, huh? There's no, I can join, but I can't share the screen. But you can, yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be able to share the screen. Can you run the 2DS on the other computer? On the HTTPSA? Yeah, if you hook up the 2DS.
Might screw with some of the settings in the software.
But... All right, well, let's do the A and B then, I guess. So that won't work to. So, but I can sign in, but I. But it kicks me off when I share the screen?
Yeah.
There's no supported version of Zoom.
Yes. But it did work to start. I can join the meeting, but I can't share the screen.
That's the meeting ID again.
948-8934-2367.
I can join, but I can't share. They kick me off when I share it.
Tries to share, and I think it pushes you off.
It's just sharing, but it doesn't share anything.
Nope.
All right, well, we'll stop that. I can't share the screen on this one.
So you got A running? Which one you got running?
Did you get the computer to work that laptop then?
Well, I can show everybody one thing before I
yes.
We can see if the lasers are on.
I'm gonna mess with this.
You sure? You think you can get it? Or
maybe.
All right, I'll go ahead and get that one. I'll set up one of the other.
Can I ever like sit on these? I'm like slightly too short to get up.
Sure.
Yep.
That's
why they take the moment. Yeah. Yeah. Where's my water for the drop of the boat?
Are you looking for the fan?
Any lights on in there? This works. So we'll see if this works. I have my digital oscilloscope here. And this is what you should do before class that I was trying to do, but I got interrupted by phone calls. Oh, there we go. I showed something. Let's zoom in on my oscilloscope here. You need at least 4 gigabytes of RAM. So there's 2 points. So it's down.
More RAM.
Okay, so what I have here,
I'll show you what a demo on the, at least for this part of this. See the screen. I got the oscilloscope, and then in the box, okay, someone want to zoom in on that box?
Yes, sir?
Yeah, I think so. Because I can't move the cables. There's two leads from the oscilloscope, and one's connected to the ground, and then there's a lead in here that connects to the sizer. So this is a signal from the sizer, and there's one for the qualifier. So remember before we talked about the qualifier and the sizer? So this is what the signals look like from there. And I'm measuring that with the oscilloscope, and we'll go back to the oscilloscope. And right now it just shows you a steady voltage with time. So at least one thing I can do is I got my water generator here. Maybe we did need some water. Let me fill it up with water.
Well, we can chat, but it's through a satellite modems. Okay, so I got my water generator with the now you can see it against my red shirt. See the little
even better against your black
coat. Yeah, kind of see the particles there. We'll put that in. And I put it in front of the crowd dropper probe. And now you see some signals. I can just move the voltage down, and you see all the signals on the oscilloscope, so they come through very quickly. And let's see now if I can do a trigger acquisition. So this is just adjusting. This is adjusting the range, and this will bring it down so that the zero, it just adjusts where we put the vertical, and this adjusts the amplitude of waves, so you can zoom in on the waves. So let's see now. We'll go back to that. And button four.
That's a single waves if you want to slow them down. But you see, these are the peaks I want to look at. And I can trigger on them if I can figure out how to use my oscilloscope. So I can zoom in on particular short waves here. So these are all the pulse waves that go through there for each one of the particles. So this is like the waves in time. Like you see the one of them. So there's one pulse that comes up and goes down. So it's the height of this pulse that you get for the size of the particles. So this is in time, goes here. And so they look at these pulses, and then there's a certain threshold that you have to set to be above, or else you get these noise levels here. So there's a digital noise that you have to go above. So I do different waves. So this is a good one. It's like a two pulse wave. But you get a bunch of these that have low levels for the noise. And I can zoom across. Okay, particular waves. These ones that go through. So there's two waves that go through fast. Does that help a little bit to see the actual signals? But they're very quick. So you see, these are all the pulses that come through. So these can see, it's like up to, for the particle data, if we're taking 10 Hertz data, you get 256 particles. So that's times 10. But in the clouds, that'd be 250 particles. That's 250 times 10 would be 2,500 particles a second. And that's not all the particles yet. So you can see, you gotta go times two, that'd be 5,000. So there's about, you know, over 5,000 particles that you can see per second.
How do you multiply by two?
Because I know in a cumulus cloud of like 300 number per cubic centimeter, I really want to be at 25 Hertz. So because the particle data, it only gives you the first 256 particles, because that way it limits the buffer size. Okay. Well, if you want to get 300 number per cubic centimeter and you want to get all the particle information, you need to have about 25 Hertz data. And that would be 256 times 25 Hertz. So 256 times 25. Who's good at math? So that's like 6,000 to 7,000 particles. So that's how many waves you get through. And that's just in the sample volume. A lot of these are not. These are just on the sizer ones. So there's a sizer and a qualifier on here. And I can put, let me try the, so questions, more questions. What's my other, yes.
where I put it. Another one of these cables.
Cables.
I can try with one of these other cables. But there was a bad one around that. So I try to attach now to the All right, now you have both the so this is channel, so this is a two-channel oscilloscope. So the yellow is channel one and the blue is the channel two. So this is the sizer, this is the qualifier. Yeah, turn down the concentrations a little bit more.
So in the field, we do this to see if we're getting.
You can just see that you're getting the signals out of the boards, that they're seeing something. If the board is, you know, if you're getting something on the laser, for example, and you want to see, does the processor actually digitize a signal and actually are getting the signals. So now you can see the pumps
So there's the two signals. And I think I have them lined up here. Let's see if I can line them up one on top of the other. Trying to think, remember the one is times two.
Why is it just that location?
I'm triggering right here. So this is a big view. So this is your time up here with this. And then this window here is what's being displayed here. And there's a trigger event too that it's just looking at.
It's just looking at that one spot.
Yeah, that one spot in time. And it's trying to do a trigger for the rises on the pulses. So it zooms in on that time because I can zoom, that goes out. So I'm zooming the window here with this. So this is what electrical engineers do. They learn how to use these oscilloscopes very well. But this is what the engineers do to actually first look at the pulses. So you see, I can zoom in on the resolution of the pulses. So oscilloscopes are to look at signals very quickly. But you can see the rise in pulse, and it's the height of that rise pulse that you get for the size of the particle.
That frequency.
No, it's the intensity of the light. So it's the intensity. Time is this way.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not breaking these. So time is on your x-axis and intensity is on the y. So this is intensity of the laser pulses. And this is time with time going through here like this and all the pulses coming through. On that, you can see the rising of the pulse. You know, so here comes the rise of the pulse and then comes back down. So it's this distance from here to the top that is the intensity change that they actually will use to size the particle. And so that's a digital number and that gets digitized. Okay, so they go from 0 to 4,096. And you can change the lower value of this. So there's a threshold value where you start and set the threshold for the first channel. And you can turn that down and get more or less counts too. So we have a digital number of like 60. So it excludes all the low level noise. As you can see pulses, if I turn that off. So now I'm not zooming in. And so you see all these pulses in there. Turn off number two. There's on and off. So then I have this.
So is that still the intensity?
So this is intensity here.
Yeah.
So you see all these pulses coming through. So you see a bunch of them that are high. Let's see if I can turn that. So this moves my moves it up and down, but I can only magnify the pulses so much. But see, there's a baseline in here. Like if I take away the data so that you don't have any particles going through. So now there's no particles, it's not seeing any pulses. So it would get zero counts right now. But you see there is, if I can zoom in, So there's a little bit of noise. There's some variation in there. So you see that there is some variation on the on the signal. So you don't, if you get too low, you'll get just the noise in the instrument. That you get coming through there. Because it's not 100% just zero. But if I put some more particles, maybe if I do a nice low speed, I won't get so many particles. So you see now the pulse is coming through there above that noise. You have to get above a certain level on the pulse.
So this is the intensity of the laser.
It's the intensity of the scattered light. From the detector.
That's what we're seeing.
Yeah. So these are the detectors in the diagram.
Yeah.
This is the, it's the intensity converted to a voltage and ran through the oscilloscope. Okay, so we take the intensity of light, we take number of photons, amount of amplify that, convert that to a voltage that's proportional to the intensity. So basically, it's the intensity of the light on the photomultiplier or on a photodetector, but this is for the 4 to 12 degree scattered light on the two detectors. But this is a voltage that's proportional to the intensity. So that's what's on the y-axis. Yeah, there's actually eight. Well, there's a time interval I'm reading, and I got a zoom factor of 20x and stuff, but I think they put up so I'm reading like 1.4. Maybe 1.42 volts. I think that's and then there's 200 megavolts per pixel scale here. Because I changed the amplification with this. So I have an amplification of 1 volt there. So I can zoom in on the different voltage ranges. So I change the, basically I'm changing the scaling on the y-axis on what the intervals are so I can see the signal. Okay, questions? Anybody online seeing the output from the oscilloscopes? Since we have it here, you usually don't do much of this in the field unless you you wanted to see the box. But typically, you could just measure a voltage if you wanted to see the signal pulses, but kind of show you the interpretation of what the pulses are like on the actual signal. but that's what the electronic technicians, when you send the instruments back, they'll look at signals and stuff with their oscilloscopes. But the electrical engineers that know, put these and see the pulses and see what they expect.
Peter said something.
Peter.
What part of this are important for the lab report?
For the lab report, not too much. It gives you a little bit of the theory. And my volume's not up here?
No, you just typed it in.
Oh.
It gives you kind of the, you know, the interpretation of the signals for how we come up with the size of the particles. So we're sizing the intensity of the light. So when you go through and you get these pulses, it's that range of the pulse height that gives you the size. And so if we put in a particle with a certain size, we should get a pulse height of a certain size. And this is what you're showing the pulse heights here.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't recall getting any like the instruction manual for the report. So I was trying to figure out what I need to do, what sorts of notes I need to take, etc.
Okay, I didn't quite get that, but yeah. So it's just a demo of showing you, because we have the stuff of what you can do and all. You know, that there's a lot of pulses that come through. So, anyway, it's a check. You can do this one use of an oscilloscope or what it is. So, I will shut that off and let's see if we can. Shut off that, put this away later. But I guess I want to get my cords out of the way. The box. So I just took it out the electronic box. Right, so I get this out of the way.
Where is the box?
Yeah, so it's maybe a hot one.
Maybe you guys should talk low so they can hear you on the stuff. They're asking where the electronic box is located on the aircraft. And Jen is going to tell us it's located.
It's in the hot wire boom, which is attached to a pylon on the plane.
So it's in the boom. And I'm not sure. A lot of times you try to keep the boxes and the probes together, but they're supposed to work with any box, with any of the probes. I get my oscilloscope out of the way. And I got to justify it. We use that oscilloscope. We purchased that oscilloscope with academic money. So this justifies the academic use of the oscilloscope way back when. So let's try and turn on the HTTPS and see if we can get some data. Let's go and move back here. So
what are you doing?
Which you guys will pop over
there. Yeah. HTTPS A or B.
Let's see, which one is this one? This is B. Right? Let's see which. No, this.
This is serial number 16. So this is B. That's B. On my here. And before I leave, I was gonna go back to PDS. Yeah, so see if we can, before I turn this one off, one of the things we see, we can do that. You wanna bring it over here? Can you zoom in on my, let's see here. I got this on the fancy word port. So let's see here. Let me see this. So this is the vertical arm. And I can't see turn the lights off. Okay, so I have a, I can kind of see that. So if you put, you can kind of see on these when it's, so the wavelength of this is,
it's an infrared.
sensor 785. So it's red light, but it's getting infrared, and then we have these cards, they make it a lot brighter. I should give an example. It's very hard to see these if you just use, it's not the 685. What is the, I'm losing track of my wavelength. 685, I think, is the crowd drop report.
Yes.
This is 780. You can kind of see it on the card, but it's, when it's not dark, it's a lot harder. Maybe turn off the, so if it's dark, you can't always see anything. Where with, this is a card that's a fluorescent card. So even when it's bright here, now I can see it with the fluorescent card. So it takes that IR light and changes the wavelength. So turn it off again, and you can kind of see. So this is one thing you can do to actually see if the laser's on, right? So, and of course, you can see it go through the card. There's vertical, and if I can see.
Can I turn the light back on?
Yeah, kind of. I'm trying to see if I can see with the camera to pointed at the other arm. So you see the laser come through, and of course it just goes through, and you can see about how big that is. But it blooms out when you scatter off of these objects. So that's one check you can do to check and see if you actually have the instrument working, which unfortunately didn't pass every time last year. So I will turn that off now. So go back to my screen. So I turn off the probe. Maybe the other thing before I turn it off, we can do one more thing. Turn it back on. Because the other thing they had us check last year, because I have this one on a nice table. So we can somewhat easy rotate it. And of course I want to be on the other side.
You want the smaller card?
Yeah, I want the small one. You know what I'm trying to do. The big thing is keep it. I want it over here because I have a special card. It's up here. And so this is the laser diode. See? You can see in there where the laser diode is.
So if you don't see it on the other thing, you can see it right past this laser diode. And that wasn't working for part of the time, that you don't see anything coming out the laser diode. So you can put these on here, you can see the scattered light that goes through there. So laser diode, very small. I don't know if Andy remembers the big FSSP had these big laser tubes in there. You know, they were that would create the laser. Now we have these small ones here. And be careful of this wire here. You don't want to break that. So this is a fiber cable, because this is, I think this is what failed.
We had to replace that.
Yeah. So what is this? This is the driver for the
actual laser. That's the.
Oh yeah, this is the actual thing that makes the laser, and then this is just the optical end, because the laser goes down that fiber optic tube. So I gotta get this all right. So so this is the actual thing that drives or produces a laser with the fiber optic tube here and emits the light here, and then they have the stuff.
It took about 6 hours to replace in the field.
What is this part?
That was old.
This is the one that goes in here, right?
Yeah, so the laser gets reattached to.
Yeah, is that an old one or is that
new? That's the one.
For demo purposes. So what you can do in the field, as Christian and Jen know, is replace cords like this. So you replace the cord, but you kept the laser.
Yes.
And the optics. So be careful and put that in there. And so that's the only thing we can really do, is replace whole components like this for that. So this is the laser driver, and they got a fan that
cools the board.
Cools the board, but yeah, usually they have them on like the hot spots to move the air across there. So this is a laser part of the probe. We'll take this off. You have the screws from whatever direction. And now I'm going to try to turn this. And my nice rack here that I can turn. Oh, yes. What are these? These are desiccant bags. So you might see these when you get shipments from Amazon. They keep things dry. So desiccant is on here. These take the water vapor out of the air. So desiccant is a material that absorbs water and gets it into the crystalline form of the material. So these get used up. And these are kind of a backup, because what we do is we put nitrogen in here and crush out the water vapor. But this will absorb any extra ones. And so when we install the probes, every time that we take the probe out of the canister and put them back, we should put new desiccant bags. And we have desiccant bags? Okay, we got lots of desiccant bags. So every time you take that probe out, put new desiccant bags in, and you just wire tie them along the path.
Just make sure you're not blocking the laser.
Or the optics. So here's the optical path. So don't block here where the optics are. You see the optics? Yeah. Okay. They got a fiber on this one too, huh?
There's two lasers.
Yeah, there's two lasers. So this is a laser on the other side. So this is the detector side. So I got to look at where the detector is. So there's two detectors. And sometimes we have to clean these inside.
Try not to, but
So you usually don't have to. You usually just clean the tips, which we need some videos on cleaning our tips of our probes. Christian's going to make after class here. But usually you don't clean the inside unless there's problems for that. And you can follow, I think you can see the path. Yeah, so let's see, you can see the path on the detector side here too. Can you see it down in there? If you put the cord in, that's on the detector side. So there's a laser and detector side because there's two of them and we have them labeled there. Okay. So a couple things about that. Anything else? Any questions about the inside of the instrument that we would have to think about? And then in here is where the diode array is underneath. I don't know. Kind of see it in here. So that's the main focus down onto the diodes that are in there. Okay. Questions? No questions? Okay, I unplugged that and we have, I have that hooked up. Did we order our network extension cable couplers? I can't remember, they have a cane. Someone needs to check on that. So,
hello.
We're busy. So, this is a network test cable. So it has the power supply, the box, the electronics to hook up to the back of the canister, or to the back of the probe, network cable for the data, and then power to supply an AC power with a, an AC to DC converter to supply it. So let's hook it up to the HTTPS probe because I only have one test cable. Aircraft, everything has gone through the wings. So we basically, the aircraft will supply DC power out to them. They have to run the cables out there and then have to run the network cable or equivalent wires back. So we need to plug this into the computer. And then on the back of the canisters, these are pin. So now I can't plug it that way because he's hooking up to the computer. So it's the other cable that should be there. So there's one that's big and one that's small. So one that's big here and one that's smaller. So these are not the same size. So you can't plug it in backwards. It won't let you plug in that way. You got to plug it around. So that you get it the right way and you have the power and the right cables. And you can see where the wires are on here. There's 24 of these, but now we don't use them all. It's historical from when you needed to have lots of cables to send lots of data. Now we just use the network and digitize it. So all the data is digitized and sent as packaged to the network. Okay, so yeah, plug my, and you got that plugged in? Okay. So we'll see if this comes on.
Share screen.
Yeah, you can share the screen. And I was thinking if you start up and we should see some data on the from the instrument. So he's sharing the screen and we're looking at the probe. So
Let's see if we can talk to the foe. So that should be the foe by P.
Success.
Success. How do we know it's success? Oh, we got some success on that. So you can see, so we got sharing a screen from the HTTPS 3A computer. So this is the computer that acquires the data from the foe. So I didn't do this from the 2DS because we couldn't get Zoom to work for the 2DS computer. And then you're going to press the play button to acquire some data on there. Right? So do we get, so we should get something comes up on the laser and the boards. Yeah, so the N elements, we call them sometime, or element voltages, which they're being hidden by the my bowl. Oh, it's on yours. I might just spray it. That's all right. So your N elements are what, two and, yeah, so they're above two.
No, I mean, yeah, they're increasing a little bit.
There's one that's 2.0. So what do you usually have?
Between 2 and 3.5 usually.
So the higher these are, the better. So they tell you how clean the optics and how everything is. Let's see. You got to be spraying the spectrums. I don't know if this is, let's see if this makes any particles. See anything? Not very. Okay, and that's because these are small particles. Let's try bigger particles. So my bigger crowd generator here. Now we're getting some particles. So you can see I'm spraying the water through the probe on the bottom, and you can see that we get the screen on the side there of the particles. And you got the time series of the data that comes through. And you see that you get some particles that come up. And they're still pretty small. And maybe we will do some bigger size beads for, I would have 3D printed crystals right now. I think they're upstairs. So maybe we can get the cleaning done and some more demos for next time before we have to send these probes out. And I don't know, I guess it doesn't really matter to show the 2D software. We have this probe, and maybe we can hook up the other probe too to make sure that the HTTPS A works also, and that the software will talk to it. So questions, the same type of thing on the probe itself, fiber optic cable going to where you have the light coming out. I can't turn this one to easy, but you have a detector on the other side, but this one only has, of course, a in and out. And you can see on the HTTPS, you can see that the little laser that comes across. So it's a little bit harder, but you can see, and maybe you can turn off the light and you can see the shape of the laser also. So you see how it's a square shape. Maybe stop. He's trying to stop sharing so you can see it a little bit better. There
we go. I can probably force you to stop.
Yeah. Oh, did we lock up or something? No.
actually share it. Share it.
Wait, hold on. Yes.
Share it real quick. I'll then stop sharing.
Okay, hold on. We gotta find the road.
All right, so you can see the little laser size. If you turn the lights back on, you'll see. Ooh, gotta adjust to that. It's hard to see in on the cars.
You know why they went to such a far IR wavelength compared to the other helium?
Why are they using that wavelength? Maybe a little bit to get, well, let's see, for the 150 microns, you get a little bit of wavelength. Shouldn't have any mini scattering problems. Maybe it's just to generate the lasers are cheaper.
It's a nuisance not being able to see the beam.
That's why we have these laser cards. So, and these are not cheap either. These cords are a couple hundred dollars a piece, I guess. So, but yeah, so we need diagnostic stuff like that. So I'm not sure why they're using that particular wavelength. I would think it has to do with the hardware, and it's easier for them to use, maintain, the hardware, and I think of the light absorption for water. The spectrum for water vapor started absorbing more up at 850, 900 to absorb light. Is it a lower, is it less water vapor absorption at 780 than 6?
It doesn't seem like there'd be much absorption in the path.
I'm just going to think because we always have problems with the 2DS if we get a lot of water vapor and maybe it condenses also.
Condensation.
Yeah, but I don't know. It seems that even, yeah. Keep that water out of there. I don't know.
That sounded clearly described.
Okay, Andy's going to find out why they're using 780 for the imaging probes now. Because the cap still uses the stuff done with the visible ones and the caps probes.
Well, originally they used helium.
Yep.
That's red, but not far.
Not IR. So, okay. Other questions for people? If I want to put anything in the chat, yeah. Right there.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
The channels A and B, are they always mounted in the same orientation? Is A?
Yes, but they don't have to be.
Well, I guess for impacts, does A always refer to horizontal or vertical?
Yes, they don't change.
And so which way is it?
It is horizontal, B is vertical. I got to pull up my,
the PowerPoint that we did the other day.
Oh, okay. I can go back and look at that.
But the other question is how you define horizontal and vertical too. So we define them relative to the Earth's surface. So the arm.
So he has that one up. Yeah, so this is vertical, as I can see on the screen here.
So vertical means it's vertical with respect to the ground. And that's the laser, that's the two arms. Okay.
Perpendicular to the wind.
Yeah, perpendicular to the winds of the aircraft. If I would put this one, I still have that. All right. So this would be horizontal. So this would be horizontal with the surface of the of it. So it's how the arms are oriented.
Standard. Yeah.
So usually you put it horizontal like this. And then the laser, so the laser's coming like that, but the arms are like that, and the diodes array would then be this way. So it's not the right there. So the laser, so this is the way that we get the, but the diodes, as you see in the picture, would be up and down. So it'd be, the diodes would be oriented vertically, but the arms are pointing, this is horizontal, but the diodes are the other way. So you gotta be careful on what you mean by horizontal and vertical too. And how it is. So when I say there, this is horizontal, that means the arms of the probe are horizontal. And they always stay the same. Because we can't change, well, you could, you, we can't flip them around because of the way the canisters are oriented. So, other questions? So yes, they always stay the same. But be careful how you have that situated.
Green has that. Yes.
Okay, everybody else, we'll talk a little bit more. I think I can set up a few more demos for Tuesday, because we're going to lose the probes after next week. And then I'm going to be gone the following week for the Hale conference. So I think I have a video for you to watch, and it's a good time for an exam. For the quiz, so when I'm done, for a quiz, for a test, keep you entertained. Okay, so we'll be here next week, and I'm going for the Hale conference. So, okay, we'll talk to you guys later. Everybody can sign off, and I can stop my recordings.
Want to do the 2DS for now?
Yeah, the Kreenan, that'd be good.
No, the
oh, the test.